الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة. ونحن اليوم لا نزال مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session of the sessions of reviewing the proper Islamic Aqidah. And we are today still with the book of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Rahab رحمه الله تعالى, which is titled by فضل الإسلام or the virtue of Islam. ونحن اليوم مع باب جديد من أبواب هذا الكتاب, وهو الباب ما قبل الأخير. And we are today with the new chapter of the chapters of this book, and we are just by the one before last of the chapters of this book. والذي عنوين له, which is titled by بباب ما جاء في غربة الإسلام وفضل الغرباء. فضل الغرباء. The chapter which is titled by a chapter in which the the chapter in which the and which the merit and virtue of in which the hadith which describes Islam as a strange for those who are called the ghuraba, the strangers who are up on Islam, the proper Islam. قال وقول الله تعالى he said and the saying of Allah تعالى ثم أتى بالآية 116 من سورة هود, and then he brought us the آية number 116 of سورة هود. قال الله عز وجل فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم. If it is not, if only there had been among the generations before you persons, individuals having wisdom prohibiting others from al-fasad or the disbelief, burritism, which is the cause of destruction and on the earth, but there were none except a few of those whom we saved from among them, those who did wrong pursued those who did wrong pursue the enjoyment of good things of this world, this life, and were mujrimeen, criminals, by their forced disbelief in Allah. Those polytheists, sinners, whatsoever you can call them, because there is no worse crime than to disbelieve in Allah. Than to disbelieve in Allah. There is no any worse crime than to disbelieve in Allah. مجرمين لأنه لا يوجد جريمة أشنع من الكفر بالله والإشراك بالله. ولذا لما سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الذنب أعظم؟ قال أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. That's why the shirk is the worst crime ever known. Because of that, Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was asked about what is the worst sin, he said that you set up a partner to Allah while He is the only one who created you. يقول الإمام ابن كثير في تفسير هذه الآية. إمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى says in the interpretation of this ayah, يقول تعالى فهلا وجد من القرون الماضية بقايا من أهل الخير ينهون عما كان يقع بينهم من الشرور والمنكرات والفساد في الأرض. وقوله إلا قليلا أي قد وجد من هذا الظلم منهم من هذا الظلم قليل لم يكونوا كثيرا وهم الذين أنجاهم الله عند حلول غضبه وفجأة نقمته. هي الله تعالى said, were there any of those only there had been among the generations before you persons. So it means that there were some persons, as Ibn Kathir says, who used to forbid the false and wrong practicing like shirk, sins, etc. They practice the أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر كانوا يمارسون هذه الشعيرة العظيمة الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر التي عدها بعض العلم الركن السادس من أركان الإسلام. وsome of the العلم said that the أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر is the sixth pillar of Islam. Because of the importance of it to the survival of this religion and the continuity of the goodness on this earth. لما لهذه الشعيرة العظيمة من الدور في بقاء هذا الدين واستمراريته, حيث أنه هو الخير الذي أنزله الله عز وجل على عباده. As it is the goodness that Allah Ta'ala bestowed to his creation. Now, So that Allah Ta'ala, so there were some, but there are very few. كان هناك عدد لكنه قليل غير كاف لمواجهة الشر الذي فشى وانتشر في الأرض. It was a little number of those good people who used to resist this evil which widely spread on this earth. ما أوجب غضب الرب عز وجل وانتقامه, which caused the anger of Allah and the revenge of Allah Ta'ala. فأهلك تلكم الأمم. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed those nations كقوم نوح. الذين أهلكهم الله عز وجل بالغرق. The like of the people of Noah, whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed by the flood. وثمود الذين أهلكهم بالصيحة. And the people of Thamud, whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed by the sound. وعاد الذين أهلكهم الله عز وجل بالريح. And the people of Aad, whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed by the wind. وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع وفرعون ذي الأوتاد وغيرهم أمم كثير وقوم لوط. So the like of the people of Lut, whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed, and the like of Fir'aun and his people, Tubba', Ashab al-Ayka, and many others, whom Allah Ta'ala destroyed. قال الإمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى, أو قبل ذلك قال ابن كثير في شرح على هذه الآية, تفسير لهذه الآية, هذا ابن كثير سيد عند الآية. ولهذا أمر الله تعالى هذه الأمة الشريفة, أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, that's why Allah Ta'ala commanded this noble ummah, noble nation, the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, أن يكون فيها من يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر, that there must be amongst them people who enjoy the good and warn against the evil and forbid it. كما قال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. As Allah Ta'ala said, let the Ummah amongst you, people amongst you who call to the goodness and enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and those are the successful ones. وفي الحديث والكلام لا يزال لابن كثير رحمه الله عن الحديث, as it is still the statements of ابن كثير رحمه الله, إن الناس إذا رأوا المنكر فلم يغيروه أوشك الله أوشك أن يعمهم الله بعقاب. Verily the people finds the evil and they don't change it, they don't stop it, Allah Ta'ala will destroy them all. ولهذا قال تعالى: فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, if only there had been first amongst the generations before you persons having wisdom prohibiting others from al-fasad, false and wrong practicing by all the meanings of it, from the shirk to the sin on the earth, but there were none except few of those whom we saved from among them. Those who did wrong pursued, the enjoyment of good things of this world, and were mujrimeen, criminals. وقوله تعالى: واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه. And the saying of Allah, those wrongdoers have continued doing what they were doing. From the sins and wrong practicings, ولم يلتفتوا إلى إنكار أولئك حتى فجأهم العذاب وكانوا مجرمين. And they those who did wrong pursued the enjoyment of good things of this life, and were mujrimeen, were criminals. لأنهم لم يلتفتوا إلى إنكار الصالحين, because they did not take the warnings of the pious ones amongst them and say, in real, but they consider it to be kind of a joke, as they always continue to say. ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى, and then he, may Allah Ta'ala be merciful with him, continued saying, قال: وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا, وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه في كتاب الإيمان, باب بيان أن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا, وأنه يأرز بين المسجدين, يعني المسجد الحرام ومسجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما في حديث ابن عمر المخرج عند مسلم, إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ وهو يأرز بين المسجدين كما تأرز الحية إلى جحرها. And this hadith of Abu Huraira, which is reported in Sahih Muslim, in the book of Al-Iman, in the chapter of the clarification of Islam, which began strange and will return back as a strange religion to the people. and that it is going to be existing, and it returns back in between the two mosques, which is the Mosque of Mecca, Masjid al-Haram, and the Mosque of the Prophet ﷺ in Medina, as in the Hadith, which is reported in Sahih Muslim. Following this Hadith, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, from the Prophet ﷺ, that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna al-Islam bada'a ghariban, wa sa'udu ghariban kama bada." Verily, Islam began strange, and will come back as strange again as it was, as it started. And it is going to exist or return back to the between the two mosques, which is the Mosque of Al-Kaaba and the Mosque of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, as the snake returns back to its hole. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بدأ الإسلام. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه في الحديث المرفوع, هي أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says as in the hadith which is مرفوع. He said that Islam began strange to the people, and will continue, and will return one day, will be one day strange again, will be also strange again. As it started. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى, طُوبَ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ ضُمِنَتْ لَهُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ ضُمِنَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ ضُمِنَتْ لَهُ شَجَرَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ ضُمِنَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ فطوبى للغرباء ويأتي تفسير الغرباء من هم وما هي أوصافهم. And he said, and Tuba is prepared for the غرباء, and Tuba is a tree in the paradise, and whoever is guaranteed a tree in the paradise, then he is guaranteed the paradise. And the word غرباء, the explanation of it will come from the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, كما في حديث الإمام أحمد. كما في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام أحمد المسندي من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, وفيه قيل ومن الغرباء؟ قال النزاع من القبائل. As in the hadith which is reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that it was said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who the غرباء are, ya Rasulullah? He صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, النزاع من القبائل. ومعنى النزاع, and the meaning of النزاع, النزاع جمع نازع, it's a plural of نازع. والنازع الذي نزع عن أهله وعشيرته, أي بعد وغاب عنهم. And the نازع is the one who left his people and went far from them. كما في غريب الحديث والأثر لابن الأثير, as in the book of غريب الحديث والأثر for Ibn الأثير, وفي رواية في السنن الواردة في الفتن لأبي عمرو الداني من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه ومن حديث عدد من الصحابة منهم سهل بن سعد الساعدي، وأخرجه الطبراني في معاجمه الثلاث الكبير والأوسط والصغير، ورواه الترمذي في سننه عن جابر بن عبد الله أو عن كثير بن عبد الله، ورواه غير واحد من أهل العلم عن أزند الحديث أزند أذر حديث which is reported in the Sunan which are reported in regard to the fitan by Abu Amr al-Dani on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه. And al-Tabarani reported it in his three books, al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, al-Mu'jam al-Awsat, al-Mu'jam al-Saghir, on the authority of number of the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. From them is Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, and reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Kathir ibn Abdullah, and reported by many other scholars of hadith. قال وفي نعم وفي رواية وفي رواية وهي هذه الرواية and he said in another narration which is this which we just talked about الغرباء الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. The غرباء are the ones who are found good when the people are found or those who are found right and keep themselves straight up on the right path when the people are found wrong and they got astray. ورواه أحمد في المسند من حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه. And Imam Ahmad reported this hadith on the authority of سعد بن أبي وقاص in his musnad. May Allah تعالى be pleased with سعد بن أبي وقاص as well as with Ahmad. وفيه فطوبى للغرباء إذا فسد الناس. And in it, it is, he said, and Tuba on that day, meaning, on that day, meaning the day of resurrection, of course, for the ghuraba. Tuba is for the ghuraba, and Tuba, as we said, كما قلنا بأن طوبى هي شجرة في الجنة، ومن ضمنت له شجرة في الجنة فقد ضمنت له الجنة. And whoever is guaranteed the tree in the Jannah, then the Jannah is guaranteed for him. إذا فسد الناس للغرباء، إذا فسد الناس الذين بقوا غرباء في وسط هؤلاء الناس الفاسدين. Those the good doers, the غرباء, the strangers who are found strangers amongst the majority who are wrongdoers. والترمذي من حديث عبد الله من حديث كثير من عبد الله عن أبيه عن جده عن Tirmidhi reported in his Sunan from Kathir, the son of Abdullah, from his father, from his grandfather. وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام الترمذي في السنن في أبواب الإيمان عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، باب ما جاء في أن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ. وقال أبو عيسى هذا حديث حسن صحيح عن إمام الترمذي. reported this in his book السنن الجامع الصحيح هو السنن and the chapters of the إيمان from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. he reported it from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and the chapter of what is reported about Islam returns back at the end of this life as a strange religion, as it began strange to the people. And he, Abu Isa Tirmidhi, said that this hadith is good and authentic. قال فطوبى للغرباء الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من سنتي. And طوبى is for the غرباء. طوبى, the tree of the Jannah is guaranteed for the غرباء. And then he described those غرباء who they are. He saw Salam said, الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من سنتي. Those who repair what the people have damaged of my sunnah. Those who repair what is damaged of my sunnah, what people have damaged of my sunnah, meaning they bring the sunnah back to the people and expose it to them and show it to them and offer it to them and call them to it and warn them against the innovations and wrong practicing and the association and sins which may then earn them only the anger of Allah Ta'ala and the destruction from Allah Ta'ala, as He Allah Ta'ala did to all those nations before us who did not practice al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahi al-munkar al-ladhi asmahu ba'du ahli al-ilm sammamu al-amani lihadihi al-umma. فإذا أعرض الناس عن القيام بهذه الشعيرة استحقوا سخط الله وغضبه وعقابه، وعقابه أليم شديد. As when the people ignore this great worship which is enjoying the good and forbidding the evil, calling people to the good, warning them of the evil, then as we said, they have earned the anger of Allah Ta'ala, which consequences the destruction by the torment of Allah, by the torment of Allah Ta'ala. ولذلك ندعو أنفسنا وإخواننا بممارسة هذه الشعيرة العظيمة ولكن بفقه وعلم، فلا يكون الأمر بالمعروف إلا بالمعروف ليؤدي إلى معروف، ولا يكون إنكار المنكر مؤديا إلى منكر أكبر منه. And that's why we call ourselves and our brothers and sisters to practice this great worship, but based on knowledge and wisdom, as al-amr bil-ma'roof, joining the good or calling to the good, must only lead to something good. And nahi al-munkar, of forbidding the evil, or warning the people against the evil, must not lead to a greater evil. وإن شاء الله تعالى استكمل ما بقي في هذا الباب يوم غد، والله تعالى أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And here inshallah we stop to continue tomorrow with the remaining of this chapter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.